Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, we have with us the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. Well, not the entire Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra, but the music director, Ed Marquardt, is back. Welcome back, Ed.
Great to be here, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you with us, and you've brought a special guest. I'll let you introduce her. How's that?
It's our soprano soloist for this concert, Diana McVeigh, one of the finest in the land.
One of the finest soloists in the land. Welcome back, Diana.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's nice to have you with us, and you're both here because there's going to be a concert on May 17th, Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. at the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul in beautiful downtown Providence, and it's going to be featuring Mendelssohn's Elijah. So far, I've said everything correct, Ed?
That's correct, yes.
Tell us why you chose this particular piece.
It's one of the most popular of the oratorio repertoire in the entire 19th century. It's probably Mendelssohn's masterwork, and the Civic Chorale has not done it since 1987, so I thought it was probably time to bring it back. We can't do these large works every year because it's quite expensive, so we have the money raised to put this production on, and we're looking forward to it.
Now, when you say money raised, that's because you have to pay these high-priced soloists a lot of money to bring them in, right?
Well, that's exactly right, and that's an ongoing concern of the chorale. Well,
and they're worth every penny.
Now, for those of you that might remember, Diana's been with us before, and it is nice to have you back again. And Diana, you've performed, take a guess, how many times with the Rhode Island Civic Chorale?
Oh, conservatively, I will say 10 times.
10 times, all right. So they're used to having you around.
Yes.
And Ed's used to having you around. That's a good thing. And
most days.
Most days, it is. Ed, the Rhode Island Civic Chorale has been around for a long time, 57th season. And how long have you been with them?
This is my 27th.
27th, all right. And the chorale is made up of not necessarily professional singers, but a lot of professional people within the group that are in music, teachers and so forth, right?
Correct. But most are not musicians as their training would have you believe. They are doctors, lawyers, school teachers, real estate agents. We run the gamut, and the majority are not musicians by trade.
Mm-hmm. And the chorale is made up of these people, about what, two-thirds female, a third male? What would you say the ratio is?
60-40 female to male.
60-40. And people have the opportunity to join the chorale at certain times of the year?
Yes, we hold auditions in late August or early September for the season, and then I do another audition in January for those who would like to join us for the second half. We usually get maybe 4 or 5 out of that audition and 10 to 15 in the fall.
Excellent. And let's go back to Diana. And since the last time we've had you on the station, you've been traveling around. I know that just a while ago you were in Pittsburgh. We talked about that.
And indeed.
Mechanics Hall in Worcester, one of my favorite places to perform. How about some other places you've been in the last year or two? I guess it's been almost 2 years since you've been
on the show. Been a while. Yeah, I've been to, Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Did Marriage of Figaro in Milwaukee. Then did Marriage of Figaro in Boise, Idaho. I've been to Helena, Montana.
Excellent.
Yeah, been around.
And now when you say you've been around, talking about the shows you've been in, this is pretty much strictly opera that you do?
No, it's been a combination of opera and oratorio.
Okay, so it's both. It's not just the one. All right. Well, we're going to get to some great music today that Ed has brought with him, and we'll talk to Diana and Ed about the music. But Ed, let's start off with this first piece is about 8 minutes long, so it's a little bit lengthy. We'll get to that. Tell us what it's going to be.
It's actually 3-in-1 here that run one right into the next. The oratorio begins in a rather interesting way. in that the overture occurs after Elijah, the baritone, utters a curse that there will be no rain. And after the curse is uttered, the orchestra picks up the theme and does the overture, which is followed immediately, leads into the first chorus, which is the people pleading for help from the Lord.
Yes.
Beautiful music provided to us by the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. And Diana, I know that you are the soprano, which is going to be performing on May 17th. There are three others that will be performing as soloists with you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about them?
Well, in addition to being fine singers, they're also friends and really great human beings. And I'm thrilled to be singing with all three of them in the same place. That doesn't usually happen. Teresa Buchholz, mezzo-soprano, Kirk Doherty, tenor, and Steve Bryant, baritone.
All right. And have you had the chance to have this particular group together before, or is this the first time?
I have sung with Teresa and Kirk together in a performance, but not all three of them together. But I have performed with
The kind of trail goes through.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like 6 degrees of...
More like four, but
four,
yeah.
4 degrees.
Yeah.
They've all sung together, but not necessarily in the same room at the same time.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right. I know how that goes very well. All right, Ed, we'll try to get in one more piece of music before we take our first break. And this is a duet and chorus. Tell us about this.
This is a really interesting piece that happens early on in the oratorio. And there is a soprano and mezzo-soprano duet, which is performed above a choral background as sort of a question and answer type of responsorial singing almost between the chorus and the two soloists.
Mm-hmm. All right, we will listen to that and take a short break and be back with more.
Lord, I hear to our prayer.
Lord.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Ed Marquard, the music director of Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra, and special guest Diana McVeigh, who is the world's greatest soprano. certainly the greatest in this hemisphere, anyway. I don't know, world might be.
Certainly in my house she is.
There you go. And we're talking about a performance that's going to be held on Saturday evening, May 17th. At the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul, 30 Fenner Street in downtown Providence. And if you would like to get tickets, it's very simple to do. You can go online, and that's their website is ricco.org, or you can call the phone number, and operators are standing by. And if you call before midnight tonight, it will give you a special discount, I think. You get a salad master or something will go along with it. But the phone number is 401-521-5670. And you can get information or tickets and all of that thing. It's a little late to buy season tickets because this is the end of the season, right, Ed?
It is. It's the last go-round.
And a good season so far?
Yes, excellent, excellent. We've had great turnouts for our first two performances, and We've had great success with our newly formed chamber choir as well.
Excellent.
We did two concerts in the fall and two just in the past 2 weeks.
So. Excellent. So it's things are hopping. That's a good thing, and keeping the arts going. And if you would like to support the group, I don't know, when do next year's tickets come out, or the announcement of the season? Is that a while off
yet? The announcement of the season will probably be in the program at this concert, and then there will be a public announcement shortly thereafter.
Oh, so if you want to get the scoop, you got to go there on May 17th.
Well, I can let the cat out of the bag a little bit.
Oh, you can.
But I don't have precise dates. In the fall, we're doing sort of a brass and choir program with music by Gabrieli and John Rutter, and then a lovely little piece called The Laud to the Nativity by Ottorino Respighi. In March, we will be performing Leonard Bernstein's Chichester Psalms, one of the great choral pieces of the 20th century, as well as Mozart's Solemn Vespers of the Confessor. And then in May, we're doing J.S. Bach's great B minor Mass.
Wow. Sounds like a pretty interesting season, so make sure you check that out and get your tickets early. That's a good thing to be doing. We're going to go to another piece of music now, actually two pieces again combined. Tell us about this.
Well, the first is a recitative, and the second is an aria, probably the most famous aria from this work. It's called If With All Your Hearts, and it's sung by the tenor.
Transgressions, the prophet Elijah had sealed the heavens through the word of God. I therefore say to ye, forsake your idols, return to God, for he is slow to anger and merciful and kind and gracious. And he scourged me. With all your hearts, he truly
We've been listening to beautiful music, and now I just want to ask Diana a couple questions, because I know that when I work with certain people that are related to me, specifically my wife, when we're working in front of a group, a choral group or whatever, that we sometimes have certain roles that we play, and we haven't mentioned today. So for those of you that are listening, you may not be aware that Diana and Ed are married. And
To each other,
yes. And have been for a while now. So, Diana, the question is it easy to work with your husband in this situation? Or, I know, is it a little more challenging?
Well, it helps, first of all, that I have great respect for him as a musician. So when he asks me to do something, I'm likely to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean there are times where I would rather do it a different way, because I have my own musical brain. But he's very easy to work with, and he usually is right on target with what I'm thinking for a piece as well.
Excellent. And I know off air we talked a while ago about good cop, bad cop type of thing. You're usually, I would guess you're the good cop.
Well, there are probably times where I'm not the good cop.
Really?
Yeah.
All
yeah.
Right. Because most conductors, I would think, are normally a little more flamboyant and demanding than, because they know their people and they know what they can get out of them, and sometimes they try to encourage. Do you not feel that way, Ed, that you might be, or are you always smooth and cool and classy the way you are here? Was that good? Was that a good cover?
I'll try to answer.
That was good. Yeah.
I've changed a lot in the 40 plus years I've been doing this. And I think I've become more an encourager for the last 10 years, probably. And also what has helped, although I spend a great deal of time marking orchestral parts so that we only get one real orchestra rehearsal for any performance that we do. And then we put it together in the second rehearsal with the soloists and the chorus and the orchestra. We have one piano rehearsal with the soloists in a piece like Elijah. That's it's a lot to put together. Uh-huh. But what has helped is I go through a score now, and I learn it myself first. But then my idea is I scan all the parts of the chorus and the soloist, and for the soloist, for the chorus, they do it my way.
Right.
With the soloist, I send them ahead. I just finished sending them out 2 days ago to this quartet of soloists, and with my suggestions about tempi and breaths and dynamics and so on, and then I ask for their feedback. And it's much easier. This is one way that technology has really helped this untechnological person, in that we can do some advance work. Prior to this, I had an awful lot of phone-type rehearsals, just actually singing through pieces on the phone with the soloist.
Sure, and getting the idea and the thoughts and make sure it's all on the same page. It's amazing when you do put together a production like this and you have such a short time to do it. Now, the chorale, as you mentioned, rehearses through the season and has much more opportunity. But when you get there with the orchestra, it's such a short period of time. That time is very precious.
And I'm very lucky that our personnel manager, Gene Crisafulli, puts together a magnificent orchestra for every concert. And I've worked together with almost all of them now for a number of years. And so we know each other's way of going. They know my idiosyncrasies, and I know how well they play and what they're capable of. And it makes it a lot easier and a lot smoother.
Well, that's it certainly seems like a big challenge, and I know that the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra is known for its excellence, and obviously you're the guy in front, so there you go. You must be responsible, and so you don't even have to comment on that. I'll just ask you to go to the next piece of music, and which is actually again going to be two pieces, track number 6 and 7, as you gave them to me. And I believe the first one is Elijah and then the chorus, correct?
Right. And actually, this again is Elijah first talking to the chorus, who is really the people. Mm-hmm. And then the people answering him and trying to call their own gods. This is all about Baal, the false god, and Elijah convincing the people not to worship Baal, but to worship the one Yahweh.
We will listen to that, then take another short break and be back with more.
Send and gather to me the whole of Israel unto not come. There's some the prophets of Baal, and also the prophets of the grove, who are feasted at Jezebel's table. Then we shall see whose God is the Lord. Slay a bulk and put no fire under it. Lift your voices and call a God to worship, and I then will call on the Lord Jehovah. And the God who by fire shall answer,
thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are with Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra's Ed Marquard. He is the music director, and the soprano, Diana McVeigh, who will be performing on Saturday, May 17th, 7:30 p.m. at the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul as they present Mendelssohn's Elijah. And if you would like tickets to this great event, we tell you not to hesitate. Make a phone call and call 401-521-5670 or go to the website ricco.org. And there will be tickets available at the door, or maybe not. You never know. It could be sold out.
We hope.
Well, there you go. So call or get to the website and get your tickets. Or stop Ed on the street when you see him and say, hey, give me a ticket.
That's fine, too.
There you go. And we have been talking about the performance and the program that's going to be presented and off-air during the commercial break. You mentioned someone else named Michael. Let's talk about him.
Michael Kregler has been our accompanist for almost a decade. And accompanist, I use that term rather guardedly because he is an excellent pianist. And without him, we couldn't do half the stuff that we do. He's just excellent. For instance, if we have to stop in rehearsal, he's already in my mind as to where I'm going back and what I'm going to fix. And he comes in prepared to play for the soloists at our soloist rehearsal. He warms up the chorus. He takes rehearsals of them when I'm unavailable or have other things to attend to. He's just super, and we're very grateful to have him.
Excellent. Well, that's a wonderful thing to have. It's great to have someone you can depend on. We've got some more music to listen to, which we'll do in just a moment, but I want to thank Diana for coming in and spending her time with us this evening. It's great to have you back again.
My pleasure. Great to be here. Thank you.
Now, for those of you, if you want more of Diana McVeigh, here's a little sneak announcement that May 17th, you can see her at the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul. If you want to see her in a much different environment, on Memorial Day, Monday night, Memorial night, she will be singing America the Beautiful at a Pawtucket Red Sox game along with my quartet. So check us out. We'll be there to sing the national anthem and so forth. And then you get a special treat at the end of the night just before the big fireworks go off, which is very appropriate. Diana will sing and then lights go down, fireworks go off, and that's the Pawtucket Red Sox on Monday night. So check us out. Have a good time with us. In the meantime, Ed, thank you for coming in.
It's my pleasure. I get a little bit of a plug for Diana here. If you're in the Catskills in the late July, you can see her performing the role of Lucia in Lucia di Lammermoor in a production that is especially designed for her.
Okay, so you have a choice of that, or you can do all three. Maybe we get a season package together.
A group
with
deal, absolutely.
A group deal,
yeah.
So
yeah.
You get the May 17th, the Memorial Day, and the Catskills.
Sounds good.
All
yeah.
right. Well, once again, it's great to have you both here. And Ed, I'm going to ask you to just introduce this last piece of music.
We're going to hear fully the chorus, He Watching Over Israel, which is one of the most beautiful choruses that Mendelssohn ever wrote, and certainly one of the most beautiful that we are privileged to perform, and that will be followed by Hear Ye Israel soprano solo. Elijah is one of the most dramatic oratorios ever written, so if you have the chance, please come hear us.
All right, and we've been listening to what group perform this music tonight?
This has been the chorus and orchestra of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, conducted by Sir Neville Mariner.
All right. Thank you very much to the both of you, and the rest of you, we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.